This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I have joy in my voice because we welcome back a passionate farmer who has been instrumental in this farm bill, has been verbally outspoken about the need for hemp farmers in this country and this movement. And so how exciting to have Josh Hendricks back. How exciting to have Josh Hendricks, Director of Business Development for CV Sciences, who is now, it's now legal. The farm bill got passed, and I wanted to hear from a farmer. I wanted to hear what the impact of this bill passing, Josh, how it affects you and the farming industry. And it's such a pleasure. Welcome and happy 2019.
Yeah, happy New Year to you. Glad to be back on, and obviously pretty excited about how the how we ended the year after a handful of years lobbying since the 2014 Farm Bill to really lift the pilot word off of this and kind of commercialize it, as I've said for years and years now. It's a big deal. And, it not only puts more of a legal framework around the hemp plant, it legalizes the whole plant and all of its derivatives, including cannabinoids, which is obviously very important to companies like CV Sciences. And then for farmers, I think the crop insurance part is huge because there are, like it or not, there are farmers out there that have been trying to grow hemp under the pilot programs, and maybe whoever they're working with doesn't, is not business savvy and maybe runs out of money, or maybe they have a bad year or they get bad genetics or whatever. There's a lot of risk going into that. But with crop insurance, at least now they won't have to worry about a tornado or a flood like we saw in the Carolinas or a drought or anything like that. They'll actually be a value placed on the crop, and they'll be able to protect themselves, and it won't be as risky, both legally and obviously without the insurance support.
And let's not forget the fires out west in San Francisco area.
Yeah, example, yeah. I'd be remiss if I didn't also, say that while states like Kentucky, where I live, and Colorado and Oregon and North Carolina, Tennessee, and a few others, et cetera, have taken full advantage of the pilot program within their own states, what this really does is that a lot of those states that were questioning, what does this mean, pilot program, maybe their Department of Ags didn't really want to get that involved, and now, okay, the federal government said it's okay. And the state governments then obviously have the right to decide what they want to do with hemp. But if the federal government says it's okay and it's not marijuana, we've defined it, and it's very specific, and the USDA's on board, then these other states you're going to start to see fall in line to where, as we've been saying for over 5 years now, this can become a commodity and this can compete on the commodity market.
This is a game changer. It's a game changer for the CBD hemp world. It's also, this is where we were talking earlier today with a compounding pharmacist talking about the efficacy of products and how difficult it is to know that the gas station CBD is just as quality as the CV Sciences CBD. And there's a lot of, as you know, people putting CBD on a label when there's not enough of anything in it.
Yeah, it's an interesting time we live in. Obviously, we're in the Wild West. And to be honest, and this is not being braggadocious, it's just fact at this point because we're a little ahead of the game, you're not going to find a product on the market that's as efficacious as plus CBD oil.
The same way,
We go through all the things. We actually just became the first hemp-derived CBD company in the country to be certified by the U.S. Hemp Authority, which is an organization that I helped organize, but has a third-party auditing group come in and has, you know, very strenuous checks and balances, even more so than most dietary supplements. We were the first one we passed with 100%. And going beyond that, we're the only company that's gone through self-affirmation of GRAS, G-R-A-S, generally, generally recognized as safe. And that was a very expensive, very research-heavy project with customers and doctors and experts that then had to publish that. And I think that's where kind of the separation happens with us. But to your point, there's a lot of people that see dollar signs, and they're coming in and they're buying, you know, crap, or they're buying isolate and mixing it with crab. They're making it in their barn, or, well, you know, there's a, it's a crazy world out there. But I think what this does, and there's a lot of people, a lot of good hemp advocates that I really like, that are a little misinformed, because while the Farm Bill does all this great stuff, they want to tear it down and say that, that the people advocating for it, such as the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, were allowed the FDA to come into play here. Well, let me explain something to people. Any product that is ingestible that's in the world, that exists in the United States, is regulated by the FDA. We're selling sprays and drops and pills and obviously topicals as well. But whether we like it or not, whether there was, it's a water or a food or a, you know, CBD's in it, CBD's not in it, it has to be regulated by the FDA. So that was never going to not happen. And I think what that will do is, because this is a situation where they can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, they're going to have to figure out swim lanes for pharmaceuticals, dietary supplements, and foods containing CBD as an ingredient. And once we figure those out, we'll all play within the rules of those things. But it's going to bring the, you know, the cream is going to rise to the top, because the folks that aren't making medical claims, that are doing the proper third-party testing and triple testing, and making sure that their labels are accurate and what they're saying is accurate in terms of the amount of CBD and the amount of THC and all these things.
Right. The efficacy is there.
That's got to happen. Yeah, that's got to happen. And so the people that are doing that the right way won't, you know, run a risk of being afoul of the FDA, and the people that aren't will get warning letters, and, you know, it'll be like the people that sell miracle creams and from their farms and stuff like that. Unfortunately, the FDA doesn't have a whole lot of regulatory or enforcement action ability, but I think you'll start to see more scare tactics, more, and it'll be a shift maybe in the language of, if your CBD is not A, B, C, D, E, F, you know, check, 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 then you are selling an illegal product kind of thing.
Yeah. So what this bill did, though, can we just go back over to the bill for just a moment? The bill took CBD / hemp, and I want you to talk about that in just a moment, took this product and made it, declassified it, so it's not anything. It's not a class 1, a class 2, a class 3 drug. It's not considered a drug.
Yep.
It's considered a food. And so,
well,
or is it? That's the question.
Yeah, no, so I guess the best thing to explain is that up until the Farm Bill passed in December, last month, something to be clear about is that CBD was never a controlled substance, right? CBD is one of the many cannabinoids, just like THC, in the plant. Hemp was a controlled substance. And when I say hemp, that doesn't mean hemp products. Hemp products were freed in 2004 by the HIA versus DEA. That's why we have hemp seeds and Dr. Bronner's soaps and all these other products on the market, because we didn't know we could get CBD from hemp then. But hemp, the plant, was a controlled substance, and the seed that you could put in the ground that would grow. So not the seeds you eat, but live seeds. So hemp seeds and the hemp plant were a controlled substance, just like the marijuana plant. And what the Farm Bill in 2014 did was say, if you're in a state and you have a permit, blah, 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 you're removed from that definition, and that's a legal hemp crop. That's how we, you know, people in the U.S. have been getting their CBD from the U.S. since then. What this did was really clear up all the questions, like, you know, the confusion, I guess you would say, by permanently removing hemp from the Controlled Substance Act. Essentially saying, look, marijuana is marijuana, whatever, however they determine that, that's their business. But hemp is separate. Even though they're both cannabis, it's defined. It's a very separate use, very separate, you know, the way it's going to be farmed at a commodity level. We want it to compete with corn and soy. And that's on a food and fiber side. The CBD thing is going to be while it's driving the train right now, it's going to be gravy on the back end. But so by removing it from the Controlled Substance Act, it, you know, completely separates it from marijuana. And then what it did in terms of CBD was it included, the definition of hemp now includes extracts, cannabinoids, and derivatives. So
okay.
At the federal level, anything that you extract from the hemp plant, all the cannabinoids that are included in that, and all of the derivatives, meaning the oils, the tinctures, the pills, and everything you can make from it, are now, by federal law, and you know, this has been signed by the president, removed from the Controlled Substance Act and clear of the DEA.
Okay,
but
when we come back, we're going to, we have to take a quick break. We'll continue. Josh Hendricks is with us, Director of Domestic Hemp Production for CV Sciences. The best website is pluscbdoil.com.
pluscbdoil.com.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey.
The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex Concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining me today is Josh Hendricks, Director of Domestic Hemp Production for ZV Sciences. And Josh, welcome back. Give me, you were just sharing the distinctions and what's real about this bill and the taking away the Category 1 so that hemp is no longer associated or compared to heroin and other drugs. The question that everyone asks me, and it's a fascinating question, what is the difference between CBD and hemp, and is there a distinct difference?
The question between what?
CBD and hemp. Are they one of the same, or are they different?
Well, hemp is a plant, and CBD is a compound found within that plant.
Okay.
So the hemp plant and the marijuana plant contain 100. You know, we're learning at least 50, probably more like over 100 cannabinoids. In marijuana, the most prevalent cannabinoid is THC. So when you go to, if you live in a legal state where you can go buy marijuana at a recreational dispensary, you're buying, buds, if you will, that are 20% to 30% THC, right?
Right.
In the hemp plant, I mean, you're looking anywhere from 2% to 12 or 13% CBD, but with less than 0.3% THC. So, you know, the difference between hemp and marijuana essentially is the intoxication level, because THC is intoxicating and CBD is not. CBD has many nutritional values, but it is not intoxicating, and it's been studied left and right. The World Health Organization, the Anti-Doping Association, all these groups have come out and said that it is non-harmful, non-intoxicating. Whereas THC is definitely intoxicating, but there's studies being done on the medicinal benefits of that too. It's just two separate plants with their main constituent being different. So, you know, CBD is very different from THC, and it can be derived from both plants, but is likely, because of the market and the agricultural economy and the way we can produce it, going to be coming from hemp.
One of the other things that we need to distinguish is that the plant itself, you can grow a hemp plant and where you derive just the hemp, and then there is the full-grown cannabis plant, and they're very different. And can you share a little bit about the differences from a farming point of view as well?
Sure. So, you know, the hemp plant obviously historically has been tall, skinny plants that were harvested for the stock purposes so that they can get the fiber off that plant. Obviously, before the wars, we used for rope and sails and heavy, thick material. I like to tell people to think like Carhartt jackets or canvas tents. Those types of things were it was really the main thing. And obviously you were trying to produce, you know, there was people that had to grow hemp and harvest the seed so that they could grow more hemp. We also eventually learned that we could press that seed for hemp seed oil, or we could crush it up for what we call hemp hearts now that are in the food market, and that hemp seed oil is in lots of body care. I mentioned Dr. Breyer's
right.
earlier, but lots of lotions and body cares.
And by the way, my friend,
nutritional supplement.
I just have to give a shout out to my friend Lynn Gordon, who along with John from Nutivia and Dr. Bronner's were the first in the country. She brought hemp bread to us, years and years ago, decades ago, a decade and a half ago, where it was a functional bread with hemp seeds in it.
Yeah. And obviously David and John are still around.
Yeah.
I've had David on my show, and I need to get John on. But, Yeah, so you look at the fiber aspect, and again, that fiber now, modern day, you're talking about door panels and dashboards and cars and overhead compartments and airplanes and anything that's plastic, fiberglass, anything that's not metal or wood, you know, then you can use hemp fiber. And so that's really the hemp plant that I think you're referring to. The hemp, you know, we also know that even those tall plants have floral or aerial parts on them. But you can grow hemp because by definition all it has to have is less than 0.3% THC. And you can grow it like marijuana, like Christmas tree style, or even indoor or outdoors. It's going to make your cost of doing business go up, and try to produce a lot of CBD from that. And so that's where you see the dietary supplements come into play. And so CBD or hemp extract is going to be one category. Hemp foods and body care is going to be another category. And hemp fiber materials, and even herd, animal bedding and things like that. Basically, you're going to go stock, seed, and floral as the three different categories.
Okay. Thank you for that distinction, and that's why it's great to have a farmer on, because as someone who farms the land, explain to us how hemp has to become now, because before prohibition, hemp was a major crop in this country. And do you see this happening in the next few years?
I do, definitely. I think now that we've taken the training rules off, and we're allowing some of the best farmers in the country that are interested in this to really get out there and innovate and figure out how to produce it efficiently, harvest it efficiently, maybe if they have to dry it or whatever product they're using. Basically, how to get it from seed off the farm, right, is the main thing. And so in that, I think, you know, what we really have to understand, and a point I always want to make, is that hemp is a sustainable crop. And we have, you know, we honestly haven't screwed it up yet, right? We haven't Monsanto'd this. We haven't GMO'd it. Which, you know, while we all complain about the fact that it's been illegal for so long, it's almost a blessing, because now we have this new crop that has an opportunity to really get back towards organic and regenerative agriculture. And I think, you know, the fact that hemp has been illegal, people don't understand this, but there are no pesticides or herbicides that you can legally put on it, because those things have to be approved for the crops and make sure that they're not going to harm the crop or be, you know, depending on what they're being used for. So you have to grow it organically, even if you're not growing organic soil. And when you grow it, it actually puts nutrients back into the soil instead of depleting it like every other crop that we grow. So it's a great rotation crop. It's the new, you know, diversification, right? Like hops was a couple of years ago, but this has a much bigger potential. I think, you know, you're seeing a lot of young farmers like myself that otherwise wouldn't have even been interested in the farm because there was a lot of opportunity there, coming back and being interested in getting back on the land and being good stewards of the land. And then I think, again, that first point, we have an opportunity really with this to go to reverse the cycle of agriculture and, you know, really get back to how do we do right by the land and have it do right by us in return.
I love this story, Josh. It's so exciting to begin 2019 with this under the belt. And so thank you so much for sharing with us. It's always wonderful to have you with us. And congratulations. I know you've worked so hard all these years to get this bill passed. And give us the website for CV Sciences and the products that people can get that are true, tested, and just the best.
Yeah, so our website about our company is going to be CV, C as in Cat, V as in Victor, Sciences with the S on the end, .com. And then all of our products are at pluscbdoil.com. And I will say before I go, the fight's not over. Obviously, states and local authorities are having issues understanding this. And the US Hemp Roundtable has been very active in that.
Yeah.
Find out more information.
We got to run. Thanks so much, Josh. We'll be right back.
See you, Frankie.
Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. That's 800-917-2194.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. With Frankie Boyer, joining us now is Dr. Janelle Kim. Dr. Janelle Kim is with JBK Wellness Labs, and they are making absolutely gorgeous products and have been on top of their game in very high-end hotels and spas. And a skincare line and products that now are being infused with CBD. And boy, what a whole new world we're living in, Dr. Kim. Welcome. It is such a pleasure.
This is the truth. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction, Frankie. It's really nice to meet you and to be here this morning.
So, CBD in your product line, were you concerned and frightened about the ramifications before the Farm Bill got passed? I mean, we've been dealing with the Wild West for so many years now.
This is true. And so I'll have to go back just a bit here. So we started at JBK Wellness Labs with CBD back in 2012. And it seems, you know, in terms of life, that doesn't seem so long ago. But in the CBD industry and the hemp industry, that's like light years.
I say that because we
started and people didn't even really understand CBD at all. It was not a topic, which is so interesting, right? Because you see it everywhere now. And so to answer your question, at that time, you know, what happened was, so a little bit of background about myself. You did a beautiful job, but ultimately I'm a doctor of Oriental medicine. One of the most important things I have to share is that I come from a long lineage from my Korean ancestry, basically my father's side. My mother's American. I come from a long line of herbologists and doctors. So basically I live and breathe herbal medicine. So I understand hemp, and hemp goes back 4,000 years to those of us, you know, in the Eastern medical community, and in other, you know, traditional medicines, that is, Ayurvedic, so on and so forth. So the understanding of hemp, I was never uncertain about. It's been used in our medicine for that long, right? But when CBD first came to our attention back in 2012, I got a phone call because we are pretty well known, you know, in the contract manufacturing space for creating good formulations, all natural with herbal medicine. When I first got that phone call, you're right, I hung up the phone. No, I don't know about this, you know, because I had an idea of, I did not have an idea, rather, of where these, basically at the time, they were the pioneers, some of the pioneers of the CBD industry that you see today, what their intentions were, what they were doing. But I received another phone call from the lab, and they asked me again, and so I started looking a little deeper and saw that some of these pioneers that I speak of ultimately were doing some pretty amazing things with CBD, particularly for children, right? And so then I stopped and I thought, you know what? It's already my mission, one of my greatest wishes, take Eastern medicine, Oriental medicine, and really bring it to our culture and have people truly understand it and its benefits, because I'm about both. You know, but you have to be aware. And so I just thought, okay, this is what I'm doing anyways. I am not uncertain about hemp and the benefits, but I see that we're almost looking down a road that uncertainty will definitely arise and people can be, and it can be misunderstood. So I decided, let's just bring it into the, I'll embrace it with Eastern medicine and herbal medicine. And so let's go and educate people of what it really is. So to remove that uncertainty.
I love that you are such a pioneer, and as someone who has been involved in Oriental medicine and you get the importance of this product, but very straight-laced, Dr. Anne Louise Gittleman, nutritionist extraordinaire of the Fat Flush Plan and one of the first people years ago to talk about healthy fats and parasites, and came out last year with her new book, right, saying that one of the most important things that we need to start doing is supplementing with hemp topically and internally. And she said hemp is the most wonderful ingredient for aging better with skincare. So please do tell us what the statistics are, what the studies are showing, and what the product line, why this makes such a great product line.
Definitely. So I agree. It is one of, so as an herbologist, you know, there are a couple herbs in my treasure trove, right, that I really think very highly of that truly can change people's lives. You know, for example, we all know ginseng, we all know astragalus. Hemp is a very special herb. And in fact, when I say it was known 4,000 years ago, what happened was 4,000 years ago, basically the father of all herbal medicine is what he's known as, Emperor Shen Nung. He studied herbal medicine, right? And the hemp was one of them, and one of the 50 fundamental herbs, right, of Chinese medicine. So that's really powerful when you look at all the herbs and all the botanicals that we have in our, you know, to use in our world, you know, for health benefits and well-being. So there's a reason why hemp is one of those 50 fundamental. I like to think of hemp as one of the reasons why it's so important is that it's an herb in and of itself that has both, I kind of break it down, right? It can be in two categories, just like yin and yang, day and night, man and woman, right? So there's when it comes to health and well-being, you have supplementation and you have detoxification, right? So you have to supplement your body, nourish your body, such as eating food. But the second part to ultimate health is you have to be able to eliminate and detoxify your body of all the negative, like toxins and bad things for you. So it really breaks down to that. Hemp is really incredible and important because it's able to do both functions. And that, to me, is one of the reasons why it's such an incredible herb, because that's not so common, right? So, of course, yes. As an herbologist, one of the things that we do with hemp is that, you know, true herbal medicine is, of course, understanding each individual herb. They say, you know, herbal medicine, herbal doctors can spend an entire lifetime on one herb, right? So that just kind of can open your mind. It blows my mind all the time to understand the depth of herbal medicine. But the main point is that true herbal medicine is being able to combine different herbal ingredients together, and that's one of our specialties. So to answer the question, I could not agree more that hemp is an incredible herb and should absolutely be used topically, internally, which is exactly what we do at JBK, and when we create, you know, some pretty powerful products for our clients, who then go out and market it in beautiful ways, and certainly in skincare. You know, the main things to understand about skincare is what I just explained. It has the nourishing, but also the purifying. And again, those of us who understand skincare, or those of us who don't, that's the main thing you want, to feed those skin cells, bring oxygen and circulation. That is the key to anti-aging, right?
It's also the secret, because without oxygen in our blood as well, it's
right.
You know, we're
that's
not going to
exactly
be able
right.
to live a long time, and it affects the telomeres, the lack of oxygen, and that's why sleep apnea and some of the issues that go along with sleep are so critical.
Right. Absolutely.
So I'm loving this conversation, and more importantly, I'm loving the fact that you are putting these products to market. And tell us the line. Tell me a little bit about the line.
Sure. So we make quite a few lines, actually. One that I closely work with, and so you will see me kind of representing this, is one called Cannabis Beauty. And that's a beautiful product line created by the mother company of Medical Marijuana, Inc. And so, for example, this line and others that we create, which sometimes we don't share because we're the man behind the scenes, right? But ultimately, exactly what we are known to do is taking this hemp plant and going back to what I just explained, that true herbal medicine, no matter how incredible the herb, true herbology is knowing how to combine it with other herbs to make that ingredient that you're using
potent in the hemp.
Potent, more bioavailable, balanced. That's a key. You know, you can have the best ingredient in the world, and if it's not properly balanced for your body, it does nothing. Or worse yet, it can actually cause harm. Really interesting, right?
Fascinating.
So that's what we specialize in. Yeah.
So where would we begin if someone listening is saying, how do I get these products? Where do I even begin? How do you find out more about what the lines are that you're involved in?
You know, at this point, what I can say, Frankie, is that if you are to go online and probably look up a natural, you know, CBD product, there's a very good chance that we're the ones creating it and formulating it and manufacturing it. That's probably one of the best, particularly when you see it combined with other herbal ingredients or other ingredients out there.
Yeah.
That is often, that just kind of shows a sign of the JBK.
I want to talk to you about a little bit about the THC and skincare as well. When we come back, we have to take a quick break. What's the best website for the JBK Wellness Labs, please, Dr. Janelle Kim?
Absolutely. Thank you. All right. The best website right now is Sorry about that, Frankie. The best website is just what like it sounds, jbkwellnesslabs.com. But also, I've been putting a push on my social media at Janelle M. Kim, J-E-N-E-L-L-E-M Kim, and that's a great place to kind of see, you know, the philosophy of the medicine.
Sure.
And I'm on Instagram.
Okay, we'll be right back.
So, yeah.
Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And imagine having the wonderful traditional Chinese medicine background as an herbologist, combining all of these together and creating products to heal us. And that's exactly what our guest we're talking to today on Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer and Educational Odyssey. Dr. Janelle Kim is with us of JBK Wellness Labs. And welcome back, Doctor. I asked you a loaded Thank question you before break. I asked you the difference in skincare, because right now the Farm Bill passed, so now CBD can be put in products. My question to you is there a significance of adding any THC to any of these skincare products, or is it the CBD that's the best for the skin?
Mm-hmm. So I'll answer by saying this, right? So we at our lab focus on CBD. We do not work with THC. However, okay, when it comes to whole plant medicine, and a term that most will understand, it's called like full spectrum CBD, which means that it contains all of the cannabinoids, terpenes, and the derivatives, right, of
yes,
the hemp plant. So it's basically the understanding of whole plant medicine, right, is when we use this full spectrum. And there's an importance in that. And I will always be a proponent of that when I go and speak. There are times where we will use isolate, which makes sure that it's only CBD. Do you know what I mean? And certainly if that's a certain road that people have to go down, wonderful. Let's take the benefits, you know, versus not having anything at all. But I will always be a proponent of that principle of whole plant medicine and full spectrum, which includes some THC. Of course, when we speak of CBD, that means that THC is no greater ever than 0.3%. And so, for example, in a dietary supplement or in skincare, that should you will never have those types of effects, basically the effects of THC that we are known that can kind of cause some of the psychoactive effects of that particular component. Now, I say that I will always be a proponent of whole spectrum and whole plant medicine, because it's that understanding, that term that we hear called entourage effect and synergism, which is so funny to me, for lack of a better way of putting it, because these are principles that have existed in traditional medicine for a very long time, right? But I'm always happy to see, no matter how they emerge, once again, so that we all become that much more aware of that. And ultimately, what entourage effect means is that, you know, you can have individual components or the different cannabinoids, the different terpenes, and they do have benefits, you know, on their own. But the true benefit comes from when you use that entire part of that plant.
Okay, thank you for that distinction. We've also heard that hemp is a very big healer for acne.
Yes, that is true. So hemp is known, in short, there's two main things, particularly when it comes to skincare, that you can clearly see, okay, this is why it really works in that way. So studies have shown that hemp is a very good anti-inflammatory, has very strong anti-inflammatory properties, as well as it has some serious antioxidants, right? Of course, in Eastern medical terms, we speak of qi and blood circulation, so it very much affects that. So when you start to look at all those components that I even just mentioned, the anti-inflammatory, taking the heat out of things, you know, and the antibacterial, the antioxidants, which ultimately help to fight all of the free radicals and really help everything function properly, and now you also start to affect qi, which is your vital energy in your body and blood circulation. That's exactly why it can balance such things as troubled skin. That's exactly why it can have such a strong impact on, you know, aging, you know, or preventing that aging, or aging beautifully and gracefully. That's what I love to say, more than anti-aging.
Yes, right? 'Cause we're all gonna age. Ageless, making us age. Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Let me ask you, for someone, I'm into my tubs at night, and I've been doing this for years and years. Hemp products in my tub, is that something silly, or is that a good thing?
So you're speaking of like soaks, basically, right?
Yes.
Baths mm-hmm. and soaks. Okay, so you have literally spoken, you're speaking to one of the soak queens. So this is something really funny. In my family, I've been fighting this like battle for almost 20 years now. And it's funny to me because one of the most powerful forms of, let's say, medicine, but let's just say formulations, because we have created products for spas and natural marketplaces, so it's more for everybody, whereas to me, specific medicine is more custom, right? One of the strongest treatments are herbal soaks, and that's a really interesting thing, because when you go to East Asia, this is known, right? And so, for example, the soaks that we make in our lineage and what the formulas we create are come in a bottle, and it's almost, I like to explain it as an external supplement. So it's brown. It looks like something you could drink, and in fact, our products, you probably could. And you pour it into your bath, right? And so I am such a huge proponent of that. They can be so powerful, much different than a bubble bath, right? And so that's where, you know, 20 years ago when we brought the herbal soak, you know, to market, people thought, what in the world is this, you know? But it's an incredible, incredible way of applying herbal ingredients, particularly hemp, because we have to remember that our largest organ is our skin, right? And you hear this all the time, but when you really stop and think about that, all of your pores, everything is basically the way you interact with everything around you comes from your skin. And so it's, to me, it's almost like completes the entire cycle of having a correct regimen, taking a dietary supplement. To me, I literally visualize you ingest it. It goes inside, makes all of your organs function properly, pushes out any toxins. Then when you go into a soak, you basically sit in this water, this external supplement, and helps to pull out any of that excess toxins, bad things within your body. So very powerful.
Years ago, there was a woman, and she's still doing it, in the Boston area that did these incredible healing soaks, and you had to pay hundreds of dollars.
Sure.
For her to work on you. And it would be hours in a tub that was so hot, but with all of these potions and lotions and topicals and lights and colors and prisms. And I mean, it was just, but you paid $300-$400 before you left. And you could feel a difference. You could understand the power of soaking.
Well, that makes me really happy, because that's like my number one phrase, you know, passed down from my mentor. You know, no matter what I say, spoken words, written words, everything can lie, right? But what never lies is your experience and your results. So I'm really happy to hear that she was doing all this and you felt the difference.
Because
one of the main things that, right?
Yeah. Well, this has been so wonderful, Dr. Janelle Kim of JBK Wellness Labs. And that's jbkwellnesslabs.com. And we have to continue the conversation. There's so much more we didn't get to.
I would love that.
Thank you so much. And thank all of you. This has
been
another.
I really appreciate you.
Yes, thank you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
The United
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.